All right, we are on the line now with Carbondale Athletic Director Mark Albertini. Mark, how are you doing?
Hey, good morning, Matt. Thanks for having me. I'm doing pretty good.
Well, big news last night, of course, the Carbondale Holiday Tournament is ending after 57 years. What can you tell us about the decision? I'm sure it wasn't an easy one for you to make.
No, it wasn't. I mean, the Holiday Tournament is very special in Carbondale basketball history. But, in the last decade or so, I mean, the crowds have just been dwindling more and more. Some of the photos you saw last night on the internet, you're seeing the games going on and there's no one around. We tried different things to try and get the tournament to work. The number one thing is we're always trying to get those local teams. We'd raise money, we'd try and throw money at them. I mean, a lot more money than I'm sure any other tournament could throw at them, and it just wasn't appealing enough to them. Some of the comments that I would get from some of the ADs is like the atmosphere. Like, you can't compete with 3,000 fans over at El Dorado, and the arena, like, yeah, it's nice, but, what's a better experience for the kids, playing in front of 3,000 people or playing at the arena in front of 250? That was a comment that I'd get, and then, there's no local teams. Well, that was a struggle. I was always trying to get the local teams, but when you're trying to fill a tournament and you can't get them, we were forced to go out of state. Now, granted, the competition we had was amazing. I mean, you look at the amount of D1 players that were in this tournament, especially in the last 5 or 6 years, it's astounding. I don't know any other tournament that can boast that they've had, 7 or 8 D1 players that are there. And, I was really hoping, the basketball junkies would show up for it, but, they just didn't. Some of the comments I got were like, why did you change the times? Well, when I'm in the arena at 9 a.m. and there's 3 people in there to watch a basketball game, people work during those times. So let's move it to the afternoon. 2 different sites, and maybe that will increase some of the fans. But, we went from 3 to maybe 23. So it was just a struggle. And when you look at it, you got to evolve. You got to adapt. So, Ryan Gaditsky is a good friend of mine, and when I told him about this back in February, like, hey, it's not looking good for us. He immediately said, hey, let's join together and let's come up with something new. And I thought it was a great idea. I've seen some schools in, Central Illinois and Northern Illinois that have done this format of a tournament, and it's worked. I think it can be a great thing. I think it could be fun. I think it can be competitive. And I think, if people give it a chance, they'd be really impressed with it. We've got a lot of good ideas, and, we are going after the local teams. Now, granted, it's May.
Right.
Most of those teams are already in the tournament, so we're going to go with some relatively local teams like the Paducah area and maybe Springfield area at first. But the be-all, end-all goal is to get the local teams here and make it a true Route 13 Christmas challenge.
Now, the news that was broken by Darren Kennard last night, he also mentioned in the story that it's going to be the Route 13 Christmas Classic. It'll be hosted by you and Marion. It's going to be smaller with just 8 teams, but what is your overall vision? I know you're kind of alluding to it there, but what's the vision for the tournament once you feel like you've realized it?
Right. It'll be back to 16 teams. We'll host 8. Marion will hold 8. You'll do a bracket format, and the winner of each bracket, would play one another, and then you'd come up with some system to get, the second, third place games going. The big school, large school thing, I think that's not going to work. That was a real turnoff for a lot of these schools that were in here. If I'm a school of 450 kids and I got to play a school of 900 kids, they didn't want to do that. So I think it would just be, maybe 900 to 1,000 kids would be the biggest schools that we'd have, and we'd just try and keep it, between school ranges of maybe 600 to 1,000, just to make it a local, competitive thing, because that was a big thing when I played in the Holiday Tournament. I'm from Murfreesboro, let's play Johnson City. Or, who are they going to match? Oh, we're playing Heron again. That's fine. Or Carbondale. That was always fun, getting to play those local schools. And I knew those kids were. That's what made it fun. So I think that's what we're going to try to reestablish with this new tournament.
I was looking back at our archives this morning, preparing for our interview. And funny enough, I think it was 8 months to the date, I talked with Jim Miller about, the Holiday Tournament when everything came out and said, looks like we're not going to be able to have a tournament this year. And one of our big worries was that, well, with that, the out-of-state teams are going to have to go find someone else to play with at the Holiday Tournaments. And it kind of feels like that's the main reason, am I right, in that just the kind of out-of-state teams went and found something new to do, basically.
They did, and, you throw COVID on top of that. I mean, look what it did to our local economy. You know, it killed small businesses. And as a tournament, you rely on a lot of these small companies and businesses to help support your tournament. I, in good conscience, now I can't go to some of these small businesses and ask for money when they've had to cut workers and, you know, they lose their jobs. Like, you know, that's another thing that we've got to take into consideration, too. Like, COVID, not only has it just been devastating for our kids and for sports and our communities, it's devastated the economy. A lot of these small businesses are struggling. Thankfully, you know, things are reopening up and they'll get going again, but it could take some years before they get back to where they were.
Speaking with Carbondale Athletic Director Mark Albertini, you know, you were referencing it earlier, but how can you drum up local interest, you know, with the Duster Thomas and the AHS and the Centralia Holiday Tournament? Johnson City has started up their own as well. Just a lot to contend with. How, I know you've tried a variety of different ways. Are you going to maybe lean on Ryan to try to find other ways that you could maybe convince some of these local teams to kind of make it more of a localized tournament?
Yeah, we've talked about this. Coach Gillespie, Ryan, and I, we sat down probably mid-March, and we're coming up with some ideas, you know, bouncing off one another. We're going to meet again later this month to try and come up with some more. But, you know, like, we've had some ideas like, hey, let's have a NBA skills challenge. Let's offer that to the coaches. You know, who's the best dribbler three-point shooter in Southern Illinois? You know, that would be kind of cool. I'd always want to see that. I remember when we go to the state tournament, they had the King of the Hill dunk contest. You know, that's what people love. They love to see the dunk. You know, you could be down 25 points, and all of a sudden the team that's down 25 has a fast break dunk, and everybody's doing it on, and you know, they feel like they're back in the game. So maybe bringing some, like, other types of competition to these tournaments, you know, the dunk contest, three-point shootout, any type of skills challenge, like, that could maybe draw some interest. I know if I'm a high school kid, I'd love to do that. You know, if I'm the guy from Carbondale, I want to see if I'm better than that guy from, you know, Johnson City. Am I a better shooter than him? Everybody's talked about this. You've probably seen him over the summer at a camp or at an AAU game. So you get there right in front of everybody, and that could make it fun.
Absolutely. I like that idea. Will the Banterra Center still be used as a site, or is it going to just be Carbondale Community High School and Marion High School's gyms?
It'll just be our two venues, Marion and Carbondale. That's what we're going to stick with right now, see how this thing works. And if it works, then maybe possibly grow it to maybe there, or, you know, Johnny Logan, who knows? But, you know, right now the mindset is let's just keep it home and home, and then we'll go from there.
Now, what's the format for the tournament going to look like? Is it going to be, depending on which site you're at, you have to go through like a quarterfinal, semifinal, or will it be round robin? How do you determine that? And then how do you determine who plays in that final day of games where the site is located at?
That's a great question. We're going to do pool play. So each site will have four schools. They will play the first 2 days. You know, you get three games in, and then it'll base it off of where you fell out in that pool. Then on that third day, we'll have the championship day. So one will play one from Marion, you know, 2-2, 3-3, 4-4. So everyone's going to get four games out of it. And, you know, when we grow it, that's when we'll probably change the format. But for year one, we're going to go with pool play and then crossover on that third day.
And where will, like, the two top performers, where will they be at? Or will it be kind of like a rotating the schools each year until you kind of grow it more?
That's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to rotate it each year. I think Ryan and I are going to flip a coin and see who gets to host the third day the first year. And then, you know, we'll just kind of alternate off of that, and then we'll see where it goes.
We're with Carbondale Athletic Director Mark Albertini. Before I let you go, you know, we got to ask about the other big item in Carbondale basketball. How is the search for the next head coach going?
It's going well. We actually have our next round of interviews starting on Monday of next week, and we hopefully have a decision made at the May board meeting on May 20th. So we're excited, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, what are you looking for exactly in that coach? You know, it's got such history in it, and I remember Jim Miller in, I think his last press conference, he was talking about, you know, just the dauntingness of taking over that program. What are you looking for in your next coach?
Right. I mean, Jim Miller had some big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
I mean, 23 years at Carbondale, all the great things he's done for our school and for our community, you know, that's first and foremost. Like, you know, what can this next person do, this next coach do, to kind of, you know, take it to the next level? You know, you got to have a good relationship with kids, which Coach Miller did. You've got to have a tremendous work ethic, which Coach Miller did. You've got to be able to, you know, break down that film, X and O's, all those things go into consideration when you're looking to replace somebody like Coach Miller.
Well, thank you, Mark. I appreciate the time. Good luck in the coaching search. I'm sure we'll be hearing from you soon on that. And good luck in this new endeavor with the tournament. We're sad to see the historic Carbondale Holiday Tournament go, but hopefully it's something new and something that creates brand new memories in the Route 13 Christmas Classic.
Awesome. I thank you, Matt, and you take care.
You too, Mark.